It's the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with radio man Dan Diker, Bill Doc Niles, and Paul the Penguin Reichert here on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG. Brought to you by Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family. Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse, voted the best in the county. Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights, Highway 21, Toma. FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier of Dan, Doc, and Paul. Dean Satellite and Security, and the Team Dean segment. The Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor, the game never ends at overtime. Now here's the voice of local motorsports, Dan the Voice Diker.
Welcome in, race fans. Another Saturday where we expect hot temperatures and, yes, that lovely chance of rain. I'm Dan Diker, Bill Doc Niles, and Paul Reichert. We are the part of the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report. Heard every Saturdays right here on 1460 WBOG. Also, CoolGold1460.com and the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app.
Well, a very interesting Saturday. Well, matter of fact, a very interesting Friday last Friday at the Toma Sparta Speedway.
As saw we some had of that video online.
Midwest
pretty
Dash
competitive
Series.
Racing.
Man, I'll tell you what, that was one of the best Midwest Dash Series finishes I have ever called. Clean, fast, and side-by-side.
Same thing with your modified race. That was an impressive race to watch, a three-car breakaway, and them three put on a show.
Paul Brown had it 2 weeks in a row. Of course, we were recording the program. We didn't get last night's results in because the Bandoleros were there at Toma Sparta. But you can always check out Sparta, TomaSpartaSpeedway.com. Did you get the chance to check out both those videos that were posted?
Yes, I did. Those are really good races, especially the Midwest Dash race. Looked like Patrick Kiki was going to get that victory, but along comes George Seeliger in the last few laps, and wow, great job by him.
And you know, Seeliger in the post race comments on the track, I asked him. I said, you know, I love when this happens because here you're a guy that's never, you don't even know Patrick Tickey's name or his number, let alone where he's from or how he races. How is that figuring in how do you race? He said, hey, as long as he raced me clean, I was going to race him clean. And Patrick said the same thing. I love going against people that I don't know. And you could see the end result.
That's the best type of competition right there.
You probably saw that on a daily basis at lacrosse.
Well, yeah, it's mutual respect, for someone you don't even know. I mean, you show some respect, you give some respect, you will get the respect back. And I think those two guys just epitomized it right there.
And then you look at the three that were running. I mean, Paul Brown is famous in the entire state of Wisconsin for modified. It's been running for years. You look at him and Jay Potter and Denny Schott, three names synonymous with modified racing in probably a two-state radius. And look at those three, how clean they raced.
Yeah, those three really put on a great show. It looked like I was waiting for some back and forth action, swapping the lead back and forth between them, and Paul Brown just had it going on Friday night.
Jay Potter has four more modifieds he's in the process of building.
Ooh,
so
wow.
Plus the one he had last Friday, so there's five.
Wow.
Additional or four additional plus the one he had, so we could see a field of upwards of 15.
Ooh, that'd be
by
awesome.
The time the season rolls around midway.
15 modifieds on that little trek. That'd be fun to watch.
I might need earplugs almost, announcing that race.
Almost like watching the Madhouse.
So, yeah, that's what it was at lacrosse last week. I don't want to cast a negative shadow, nor do I want to talk negative about my employer at the Lacrosse Fairgrounds Speedway. But what a wreck fest last weekend.
They were wrecking
in the parking lot, I heard.
You know, it was incredible. You'd have thought it was the last night of the season.
Three full moons.
Yeah, well, yeah, there was a lot of cloud cover, so we couldn't blame it on a full moon. But, man, wow. It just seemed like every single feature, all five, we had five features last Saturday night. And every single feature within the first or second lap, something happened. I mean,
green flag of the Thunderstocks. Mark Chalet goes 4 feet off the ground airborne.
Yep.
I'm like, oh man.
The Thunderstocks and the Sportsman class didn't even get to take the green flag because something happened right there at the start finish line. And you know, you got to give a call out to Eckelberg Racing. All three cars had some sort of damage.
Yep.
You know, and it's funny. I went down in the pits to talk to him afterwards, and the only damage to Jonathan's car, the 86 car, he had a door that was caved in because he had to spin to avoid an accident during the second feature. And I kind of looked at it and I said, well, you're sure somebody didn't just go Days of Thunder and kick it so they wouldn't get spoiled?
Or maybe John did that just to feel like he was part of the family of wrecking.
You know, both.
In Justin Mulliken's wreck, we used his in-car on our TV show this week.
Yep.
not the one where he's spinning backwards, but the one where he finally spins around, hits the wall, and you watch that that hood fold up.
Yep, and you know, that's if you do get a chance, go on his Facebook page, and it's you can see what happened with the rear camera. But man, that's just a lot of, I'd say not all five all five features, a lot of needless aggressiveness on the first couple of laps.
Well, then you also had out of a very impressive late model class again, Jesse Poxick, motor goes 9-9. Jeremy Wagner qualifies fourth, motor goes 9-9.
Oh, yeah. Right in the middle of the dash, too.
Yeah, that reminds us of last July when that happened. I'm thinking, no, not again.
Cole Howland has problems all night, so he starts and parks on purpose just to get paid and save his car so they can dig through to see what's wrong with him.
Yep.
I mean, that was probably, and of course I wasn't there, and I appreciate you covering for me, Billy. I watched the Knights of Thunder replay last Sunday, and I was just literally shocked from front to back.
It was a lot of early aggressive racing. I understand people want to get to the front as quick as possible, but wow, you know, you got 15, 20, 25 laps to get there. Take your time. You know who you got to race against. You know who you got to beat. You're not going to win it, you know, driving through somebody on the first lap.
Well, Steve Carlson won the first late model feature last weekend. Here's what he told Bill on the front straightaway.
The last thing a leader wants to see is a yellow flag with three or four to go.
That is true.
Talk about, man, you just looked like you were on a rail that race. I mean, every move you made, it just stuck.
We worked a lot of long hours in the shop, built this new car, and I'll tell you, this thing is really good.
Is it going to be that good for you think it's going to be that good for the second one?
I don't know. I hope so.
And, of course, Bill, he walked over to the invert board and pulled a...
He pulled a one. I mean, it's you know, and I even said it on the track, you old sly fox. I mean, that's, you know, he can't see through him, obviously, because nobody can. But, wow, just to get that lucky, a great starting spot for that second feature. But they had a lot of trouble getting that second feature going, too.
And how did that second feature end up? Yep. Well, Bill was on the front straightaway with Steve Carlson once again.
And it's been a long, long time since anybody has swept both features. He did it in style tonight. The king of the short tracks, Steve Carlson! Well, the beginning of that race was a little bit hairy, but, wow, once you got that car wound up, there was no stopping you.
Yeah, it's a really good car. You know, my whole crew's over here, the ones that helped build this car. It's an awesome car.
Now, you said you spent a lot of time in the shop this week. Is this this winter? Yeah, well, is this a prelude to possibly another championship?
That's what we're aiming for, yes.
He can't be denied this year, Steve Carlson!
And, of course, that's going to set the sights. If you look at the current point standings right now, Steve Carlson leads Nick Panitzky by 9. Brad Powell is already 32 points back.
It's just amazing. Panitzky and Carlson seem to have everything figured out, and everybody's just playing catch-up to them. Carlson just loves this new car right now. They put a lot of time and effort into building this new car. Panitzky and his team just a little bit off, but, wow, I mean, you know, to get second both times was a heck of a feat. Powell, you know, he had a bad first week. Pretty good in the two features this week, but he's already they've already dug a big hole.
Mike Carlson fourth, Brent Kirshner running in the top five, and he is yet to bring his new car out. Bobby Wilberg is sixth. Michael Beamish is seventh. Harley Jankowski eighth. Ty Reedy ninth. Matt Henderson is tenth. As we look at the sportsman class, 1 point separates Chris Webber and Steve Bachman. A lot of controversy behind Adam Oxborough and a part that was found in his car that's not in the rule book. Yeah. It's a lot of controversy on Facebook this week, but what a chase between him and Bachman.
That was a fun race to call. I mean, them two, basically, you know, Bachman looking for any way he could to get around him, and he just did not have the bite coming off the corner to stick with him. You know, you got to give a call to Oxborough. He read the rule book, and, you know, he pulled a smoky unit quote out on Facebook this week,
which
I thought was rather funny. But you can bet that it's going to be in the rule book this week.
Webber leads Bachman by 1. He leads Tom Leithy by 14 and 18. Better than Adam Oxborough. Sam Niles rounds off the top five. Thunderstock's going to be interesting this year. Charles Vian leads Mark Chalet by four. Mark Chalet did his best catapult down the front straightaway during that green flag. And how about Adam and Andy Bohr? They're eighth and ninth in points.
Yeah, well, I didn't know until we were doing the on-track interviews that Andy was going to be in the car.
Andy texted me while I was at the wedding, and yeah. I forgot to send it to you.
Thanks for the help, pal. So it was pretty cool to see Andy get in there. It's been a while since he's been on the track, so they're going to take turns driving it the rest of the summer, so it's going to leave that Thunderstock division wide open this year.
Street Stocks, after their demolition derby, Chris Larson leads Matt Bohr by a one. Jonathan Burbach, Clayton Hasek, Justin Dillap round out the top five. When we come back, you're going to hear from one of those Thunderstock drivers that put up quite the spa, the Spark Show, next on the Badger Stakes Clean Water and Air Race Report.
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test, 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just a dollar. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursdays, burgers, just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon with the best Bloody Marys in town. Happy hour prices all day Friday and Sunday. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime in the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
It's a new year for the Toma Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, Sportsmen, Hobby Stocks, Hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup Cars, and many more. Friday night racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock at the Toma Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Toma.
My name's Nathan Gorger, service tech at Lediger Roofing.
My name's Alex.
Lediger Roofing is looking for more employees like Nathan and Alex.
You know, usually I'm working to get 10-hour days in.
We do 10-hour days. You work a four-day week, Monday to Thursday.
I get Friday, Saturday, Sunday off.
Yeah, on a regular week, you get a three-day weekend, which is awesome.
I do have a family. Really helps people out that way.
Find your Lediger Roofing career at ledigerroofing.com.
Hey, this is Nick Merdrick, the driver of the number 12, Vic Screen and Heavy Haul Super Late Model. You're listening to the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with Radio Man Dan, Doc and DeStat Man, Dan, Bill, and Paul on AM 1460 WBOG.
Welcome back, race fans. This is the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report. I'm Radio Man Dan Dyker, along with Paul Reichert, Billy Doc Niles, AM 1460 WBOG. Those people listening online and the people that are listening to the TuneIn app.
Paul, what do you think of the TuneIn app?
I love the TuneIn app.
And also podcasting. We got a great note sent to us last week by Mr. Westerhoff in Beaver Dam. Said when we interviewed him, or you talked to him down at Jefferson with Jason Tomey here a couple of weeks ago, he heard it on the podcast, which you can hear at the CoolGold1460.com website. Every single show is podcasted on there, and they sound brilliant.
Oh, we sound brilliant.
And it just makes them sound brilliant.
Excuse me.
Good video from Knights of Thunder from last Saturday night's races at the La Crosse Speedway. Of course, I had to watch it from the comforts of my own home. I have grandkids beating up on me constantly as I'm trying to say, get out of my way, I'm watching TV and I'm watching the races. One of the coolest videos I saw, and I'm sure she didn't like it too well, was Jacinda Paff getting blown up on the back straightaway.
Yeah, they're a little bit of get-together there on the first lap of the Thunderstock feature like we talked in the last segment, and she came out on the short end of it to the point where she got hit, she got turned around, she lost an axle, and surprisingly she didn't get pinballed around, but it could have been a lot worse, and she walked away from it. It was pretty cool, but Paul, you had a chance to talk to her pre-race, and here's what Paul and Jacinda had to say.
Jacinda, good to see you.
Yeah, thanks. Good to be back.
And let's talk about the first time you were racing here in the Thunderstock class. When did you start running there, and how did you think you did in that time period?
My first actual race would have been in 2011. It was like a couple nights before Fest, and then I ran a full season in 2012. Ended up getting Rookie of the Year. It was a very tough year for me. Very much of a learning curve, but it just got better from there.
Yep. And if I remember right, I think you won the first feature of the season, I think, like, what, 2-3 years ago, something like that?
I believe it was 3 years ago, the Frostbuster. That was my first feature win. It was one I'll never forget.
Yep. And what happened to take you away from the Thunderstock class here in the last couple of years?
Well, last year, my father and I took over Eddie's Convenience Store in Sparta. And I promised him that he'd have a year in my time, and my year was up, and I told him I was going back racing. Yep.
And no doubt you've had a lot of influence from Sean helping you out here. Are you starting to do more things and more on your own now that you're back?
It took me a little bit this year to get back in the swing of things after a year off completely. It takes a little bit to get back there, but, you know, Dad's always been one to say, if you want to do it, you're going to have to do it, and he's always there to help, but I got to put in my own work first.
And what is it that brings you back to the Thunderstock class? Is it just the fun of being in the racing out here, or what is it?
Well, I'm a little time limited right now, so I'm racing what I have. I would like to move up in the near future here, but that's going to be with time allowance. So.
And of course, I believe you got some great sponsor helping you out.
I do have to send a big shout out to the Vault in Rockland, Advanced Auto in Sparta, Eddie's Convenience Store, of course, and Denoyer Concrete of Sparta.
All right, well, Jacinda, good to see you back out here, and best of luck this season.
Thank you. Good to be
so
back.
So, again, Jacinda Papp, great to have her back at the Speedway this year. It pretty much came down to it's time to grow up, be an adult, and Sean Papp had said, you know, you really should finish college. You should really get college in. She's got some things for her now that he owns Eddie's in Sparta. Of course, Jacinda's working there quite a bit now. So it's great to see that she's got the adulting done or underway and can come out and play.
You know, Paul, we could, you know, tell it in her voice. I mean, you were there talking to her with the microphone in her mm-hmm. face. Does she look as excited as she sounds?
I certainly think she looks and sounds excited to be back racing here. So I'm excited just to see her back in action.
Somebody else that's excited to be back. I kept watching the Knights of Thunder Sunday going, who is that number 29? I don't recognize that card. And who's that late model out there? Well, I guess the new 29, Sporty, is Jess Green.
Jesse Green, he's from the Eau Claire area. I talked to him before the races, and Paul got him on tape. And, well, here's what he had to say to Paul.
Jesse, good to see you.
Yeah, hi, thanks.
So, first time out here in Sportsman making your debut. What made you want to come out here and race with us here at lacrosse?
Well, racing's obviously been something I was interested in, but I was in the Guard, National Guard, for a lot of years, flying helicopters, and never had the time, so I got out about a year and a half ago and decided I wanted to jump into it, and bought and rebuilt a roller, and here I am.
And have you done any racing in the past, and, like, I don't know, on dirt or asphalt or anywhere else, anywhere?
Nope, brand new.
Oh, wow. So what made you decide to be a part of the Sportsman Division here at lacrosse?
It seemed like a good spot to start out. You know, a little bit higher division, but not anywhere near the late models and stuff like that. So it seemed like a good starting division to get out on the big track and go after it.
Yep. And, of course, we had a late model driver here last year, Ryan Brown, the 53 car. Had done only iRacing and did score a heat win here last year. So what do you have for expectations going into this season here? Just have fun, or do you feel like you're going to have a win maybe? I don't know.
I don't have real high hopes for a win this first year, but my goals are basically to keep the car in one piece and learn a lot and hopefully have some fun.
And, of course, we got some great sponsors on that car. Let's give them a shout-out here.
Yeah, absolutely. So we got some great sponsors. We got the Wheelhouse. It's a spin and suspension training studio out of Eau Claire. Got Water Source Heating and Cooling. Got Water Furnace, which is a geothermal heat pump manufacturer. We've also got Werner Electric Supply, Badger Cleaning, and Juleson's Auto.
Yeah, and Water Furnace, I believe that was a sponsor for Frank Cryer for a few years there. How did you know him or get involved with him?
Yeah, so it was part of a sponsorship through Water Furnace. They were sponsoring him. So since the business, I own Water Source Heating and Cooling, we bought heat pumps through them. So we jumped on the sponsorship opportunity, and they were able to come out to a couple races and do a little driver experience with them, and it was a good time.
All right, well, Jesse, best of luck to you tonight and throughout the season here. Hopefully we'll see you in Victory Lane before the season ends.
Well, that'd be great. All right, thanks a lot.
Paul, one of the coolest things I took away from that is he didn't just go out and buy a car and, you know, paint it and went racing. He went out and bought a chassis and built that thing all by himself.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive to see someone build their own chassis. And
he's never raced before.
Yeah, a little different situation from Ryan Brown last year. No iRacing or Xbox Racing, no previous racing anywhere. He's just a total neophyte out there.
And as we're talking about new drivers, so Jesse Green is one to watch in the sport. He's number 29. Another new late model came out of the woodworks last weekend.
Yeah, Brad Muller, he showed up right after practice was over. He didn't get much practice at all. I don't think he got any practice at all.
Not much that I can remember.
And he went out and was pretty impressive in his heat race, going out winning his heat race for his first time at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. I thought that, you know, he picked his spots. I thought he went a little low in the corners, but he had to do it, and he did what he had to do to win.
Well, he's experienced. Has he raced Oktoberfest before? Maybe like what, the Tundra Series?
Not that I can recall, or not even the Big 8 Series. He's been a regular at the Dells for several years. Ready to give La Crosse a try, probably.
Well, talking about a driver that has been well traveled throughout the entire area, both La Crosse, Tundra, and tracks from beyond Wisconsin, the Quattro Quattro is due up next. We're going to get a hold of him and bring him in to the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
4 years in a row and counting. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Once again, La Crosse County has voted us the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Making great ribs and great barbecue has always been my passion, and it means a great deal to me that you love what we do. If you haven't tried our ribs, pulled pork, brisket, or smoked chicken, try it and you'll agree. Big Boar Barbecue, a delicious mouthful.
Yeah!
Hello, I'd like to switch to DirecTV. I want over 150 channels with HD DVR service and equipment fee included for one receiver.
Yeah! DirecTV, package offers start at incredibly low monthly prices. Call now.
Give the local team at Dean's Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Dean's today.
531-18, 24 monthly agreement required. $35 activation, early termination fee of $20 per month for each month remaining on agreement, equipment non-return, and additional fees apply. New approved customers only, equipment lease required. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's a new year for the Toma Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, Sportsmen, Hobby Stocks, Hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup Cars, and many more. Friday night racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock at the Toma Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Toma.
It's Team Dean time on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
Welcome back, race fans. Radio Man Dan Dykert along with Billy Doc Niles. Paul, the stat man, Reichert. We're all part of the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here at 1460 WPOG. It's time for the Dean Satellite and Security segment brought to you by Team Deans. One of the Team Deans drivers going to join us in the program. Now, I think he's been a part of the program at least once a year since its inception, and that would be Billy Doc Niles.
That would be the Quattro Quattro joining us via the phone lines, Mr. Mike Litchfield. Mike, how are you doing today, buddy?
Great. How are you guys doing today?
Simply fantastic. Hopefully the rains hold off today so we can get some racing in at La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. But for you, this is kind of a different weekend. No racing for you today or tomorrow.
No, we have the weekend off, and our next race will be Monday, Labor Day, or on Memorial Day, Monday, up at Golden Sand Speedway for the Dick Trickle Memorial 99 Lapper. They do a cool thing there. They break it down into five different teams called the Battle of the Legends. Each team captain is Team Trickle, Team Refner, Team Summers, Team Marzovka, and I can't think of who.
Would it team be Bach. Team yep, Bach? Yeah.
Yep, the other one. So you always go to the racetrack and kind of race as an individual, but here for this race, you're racing as a team with your teammates trying to accrue the lowest overall score, so your team to be the overall winner. So it's a real neat deal, cool race. Love going up and being part of it every year. Always need to see some of the, and I use the term lately, the older veterans of racing. Marv Marzoff is always around. The Summers family's always around. Tom Reffner, Dick Trickle's family's always around. And always, you know, the boxer always at the racetrack too. So it's cool to see those guys and mingle with them. They tell stories about what it was back in the day. And we get to go do some racing. And I think when it's all said and done, it does benefit the Dick Trickle Memorial Foundation, which is in Rudolph, his hometown, I believe.
Which, I tell you what, I've been watching the progress on Facebook. Man, they are really, really putting that memorial together with the quickness.
Yeah, they sure are. And, you know, I know that they got a lot of guys working hard on that. So it'll be real cool to see it when it's all said and done. I'm anxious to go up there and check it out. I know that for sure.
Let's go back a couple weeks ago to Kakana here. Third place in the Tundra Series lid lifter. Not exactly, from what I heard, not exactly your forte, the half miles, but you did pretty good there.
Yeah, no, this is always a track that I don't think I finished a Tundra race here. And I finished the Dixieland 250 here a couple years ago when I was racing for Ed Zelgowski, but we had motor problems early in the race. The car wasn't running, so we were like 20 laps down. So hands down, our best run that we've ever had here. And you know, it was just something that we just kept on working on the setup. And, you know, we had a good run. So our team was real ecstatic. We finished third behind Dennis Prunty won, and Steve Apel finished second. So if you're going to finish third to anybody, those are two pretty good guys to finish third behind at WIR.
And, you know, it's bad that Mother Nature made you guys change the race to Sunday instead of racing under the lights on Saturday night, because I tell you what, that is what a lot of people like to see at Kakana, is a good Saturday night race.
Yeah, we were all looking forward to it. You know, my family, along with like Matt Panier's family and a couple other families, are behind the scenes in Tundra. So, yeah, we were really excited to race Saturday night under the lights. It was setting up to be a great crowd for us. Even though we had rain coming in, the stands were filling up nicely. And, yeah, it's just a shame that we had the rain, and then a double shame that we had to race on Mother's Day. But I was lucky enough to have a nice mother who understood that and still let us go play race cars on a Sunday afternoon.
And, of course, Mike, last year, a great year for you at Golden Sands, since we're talking about the Dick Trickle Memorial on Monday. Won the thaw to start the season. I believe won round five of Tundra on Labor Day at Golden Sands. And you almost completed the trifecta, almost claimed the track championship there. Quite a year for you there.
Yeah, we had a real good year up at Plover between winning the thaw. We started the season off on a good note. And then last year we finished second in the Dick Trickle 99, the Ty Majeski, and came real close to win the championship and won the Tundra race there. So, yeah, definitely a cool season for us there, given its track that we go to a fair amount, but, you know, the Devils are home track and where we get around the best. So it's nice to start adding tracks to our repertoire that we run towards the front end. So I'm looking forward to getting back there Monday. I was up there Friday night helping out my brother, and he had a good run up there. So I'm real anxious to get back there. I always like the day races there. It seems like a hot, greasy track. Suits our setup and stuff, so I can't wait for Monday.
Talking with the Quattro Quattro in the Dean Satellite segment, Mike Litchfield. He runs the 44, a nice-looking wrap job on that vehicle this year. Currently sitting, according to the website, you're tied for third in points, but yet the Casey Johnson individual team has you by two. You're sitting 9 points back. Are you going to be really watching the points, knowing, number one, you're in the top four after a couple of races down with the Tundra this year?
I would say yes and no. I mean, I want to represent our team and our sponsors and have a good points outing. But, you know, it's just one of those things where you get caught up in the points racing, and it just kind of it turns into a mental mess where you're thinking about it and you can't sleep at night. So I always like to take the mindset that you go to the racetrack, you do your best, you don't points race, you don't do anything, you know, that you wouldn't normally do, and you let the points take care of themselves at the end.
So you talked about, you know, running well at the Sands and the Dells as your home track. What is your favorite track to run at, and do you see that? Will you see that track as the turning point for your Tundra season to, you know, maybe take a championship?
I really like the Dells. The Dells is the home track for us. So that one isn't until our season championship in September. Luckily, we get to run the Alive for 5 series there. So we already got one of those races out of the way with the Icebreaker. But coming up June 2nd, the Saturday after Memorial Day, we have our first Saturday night, Alive for Five race. So it'll be the second in the sequence. But I'd say that the Dell is my favorite track, hands down. But once we got out of Kekauna here for the Tundra Series, I really kind of like the rest of the tracks we go to. I haven't been to Marshfield very often, but we ran fifth last year in the Challenge Series race there. So that's kind of one of those ones where you get back there, start building the notebook up better. Jefferson, I enjoy going to. We've had some good runs there. Wausau, we've won a race at, as well as Plover and the Dells to finish up the season. So Kekauna was my big question mark. I was hoping to get out of there with the top 10. I would have been happy. So we exceeded expectations there and just kind of hope to keep carrying the momentum that we started here and have a good run up at Marshfield. Take it race by race and see where we end up come September.
Is Kekauna one where you keep the notes on what you did setup-wise for next year?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We'll keep the notes, go back, check the all the setup over, see where everything was at, and when we come back here next year for next year's Tundra race, we'll just start off right away with where we're at because we knew that that was pretty decent. Kekauna's a rough track. They got it has a lot of character, so very bumpy track.
Character. I like it when people use that word.
It's just one of those ones where if you can navigate the bumps, you'll be all right there. And that was our biggest problem in the previous years where our setups just went handle the bumps. It would want to throw the race car all over the place. And when you're going, gosh, I don't know how fast you're going there, probably 140 at the end of the straights at least. It's not a good, comfortable feeling to have the car being feel like it's being thrown around underneath you. So real happy with where we came on that setup. And got to give a little tip of the hat to Nick Panitsky. He helps me out with a lot of setup stuff. And point us in the right direction where we wanted to go for that race. So big tip of the cap to him there for that one.
We are in the Team Deed segment with the Quattro Quattro Mike Litchfield right now. Mike, we only got about a minute left. Besides Team Deeds, who else has helped me out this year sponsor-wise?
I always got the mainstays, two big ones that helped me a lot. Our family plumbing company with Country Plumber and Assembly Products with Ed Zeligowski. He's been a good supporter for the past couple of years for me, but last 20 years in short track racing. I got some new ones on this year that if you ever get down to the Dells or follow my Facebook page, I share a lot of their pictures of their food. It's Mama Z's Country Grill and Wood-Fired Pizza down in downtown Dells, kind of. And we've been there a couple times. Great food. Really enjoy going there. Dean Satellite, boys, does a good job of supporting short track racing. Who else do we got on there this year? Dennis Simonson, Any Street Grill, Cutting Edge Construction, Zolik Log Staining and Home Improvement, Mid-State Supply, Wagner Automotive, TD Graphics, Five Star Bodies. Let's see, who else do we got? DJ on the Go, Cleaver and Gale, Leroy Welter, and Falby Collision did a great job of painting the car for us this year.
The number 44, Mike Litchfield, watch for that bright yellow car at your local racetrack. I haven't even been able to see him race yet this year. I think the only time I got to see you was when you're selling raffle tickets at Nick Clement's Smoker. So hopefully I get to see you in the race suit and the track here soon enough. Mike, as always, you're a great friend of the program. You've never denied me an interview, and I greatly appreciate your time this afternoon. Good luck on Monday.
Hey, thank you very much. We hope to see you at the track. And thank you guys for supporting short track racing. Getting people out and knowing what we're doing and get to see another side of us. So I appreciate you guys and your efforts that you guys go through to do that.
All righty. Well, we got to do something to get Paul Reichert out of the closet instead of watching his Nintendo in there. So we're letting him talk on the mic a little bit more. Mike Litchfield, the number 44, the Quattro Quattro. He'll be as part of the Dick Trickle 99 on Monday. When we come back, why is Gilbert Brown going to join us in the program? Find out next on 1460 WBOG.
My name's Nathan Gorger, Service Tech at Lediger Roofing.
My name's Alex.
Lediger Roofing is looking for more employees like Nathan and Alex.
You know, usually I'm working to get 10-hour days in.
We do 10-hour days. You work a four-day week, Monday to Thursday.
I get Friday, Saturday, Sunday off.
Yeah, on a regular week, you get a three-day weekend, which is awesome.
I do have a family. Really helps people out that way.
Find your Lediger Roofing career at ledigerroofing.com.
Hello, I'd like to switch to DirecTV. I want over 150 channels with HD DVR service and equipment fee included for one receiver.
Yeah!
DirecTV package offer started incredibly low monthly prices. Call now.
Give the local team at Dean Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Dean's today.
531-18, 24 month agreement required. $35 activation, early termination fee of $20 per month for each month remaining on agreement, equipment non-return, and additional fees apply. New proof customers only, equipment lease required. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test. 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family. There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just a dollar. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursdays, burgers, just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon with the best Bloody Marys in town. Happy hour prices all day Friday and Sunday. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime in the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
This is the driver of the number 7. You're listening to the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with Radio Man Dan, Doc, and the Stat Man, Dan, Bill, and Paul on AM 1460 WBOG.
Welcome back, race fans. The Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here at 1460 WBOG. The TuneIn app.
Love the TuneIn app.
And live online at 1460WBOG.com. You know, a gentleman I met up at Champions Riverside Resort probably a good 10 years ago, and he's got a big off-road truck challenge coming up today and tomorrow at Champions, part of the North Central Tough Truck group headed by my good friend Damian Dinger. And to talk more about the challenge, former Green Bay Packer, the Grave Digger Gilbert Brown, joining us via the telephone line. What is up, my man?
What's going on, my brother?
Man, it's good to have you back on the program. I think this is the first time I've had you on the program not talking about the Packers, because you and I used to do a draft thing. Now we're talking about racing.
Wow, has the world turned.
Gilbert, I got to ask you, man, you know, this big undertaking going on this weekend up there. I mean, you got that beautiful bar that I've had lots of good times at. You got them beautiful campsites. You got that huge parking lot. Where in the heck are you putting this on at?
Well, it's going to be like right in as you come down that little street. Yeah, it's going to be right off to the left. We've been working and getting all the hills and all the barriers up and everything, man. So it's going to be pretty sweet. But I got two challengers that really been running their mouth.
Oh, no.
Telling everybody how good they are. And as soon as they get behind the wheel, you're going to see two drops of pee on them.
All right. So is the Gilbert Brown Off-Road Challenge also brought to you by Depends and Pampers?
And don't just leave us hanging. Too. Tell us who they are.
Well, one of them, you guys know, he's a former Green Bay Packer. His name is Craig Newsom.
Yep.
And then another one by the name of my sister, Carla Brown. I don't know why she's getting in the truck. But the second part of it is, why are you running your mouth telling everybody you're going
to
beat me?
My wife and I, you know Julie, man, we ran into her at a box store in La Crosse last week, and she was talking some big smack. She's like, you know, I need all the females I can to be rooting for me. I'm like, well, what happens if there's a bunch of men up there? They're going to root for Gilbert. She's like, I want to turn the tide. I'm like, okay, we're going to see.
You know what, man? I understand all that women's lib and all that. That's great. But sometimes y'all just got to understand, Big G is not losing on this track today. Especially not to no girl by the name of Carla Brown.
Or Big G is going to be staying off of social media for the next year.
That's what I said, man. Ain't no way I will run that truck till the tongue fall out if she beat me.
Now, you're going to be in a monster truck. There are rides going on. They started at noon today,
yeah,
going on till 9. Then they're also going to be going on tomorrow. Are you going to be in the shredder?
You know what, man? They could put me in the shredder, the donut maker. I don't care. But all I do know,
I'm looking at Carla, I'm looking
or
at the
Craig
shredder right
is going to beat me. Neither one of them going to beat me. No, can't do it.
This is a pretty big undertaking. How did this come about to bring such a cool event to Champions?
Well, Miss Lori always doing that stuff. I think she's trying to get me killed.
Well, she couldn't burn me up in the kitchen, so now she's going to take it outdoors.
Yeah, man, I think she just volunteers me for anything. Yeah, oh, yeah, Gilbert will do it, yeah. Yeah. You got that nice little elf outfit? Yeah, Gilbert will put that on.
You know, something I think it's going to be interesting is when people talk about this off-road challenge, and you and Billy were just talking about how this course is being built. This is just not going to be a bunch of dirt trucks running in a circle. This is going to be quite a challenging course, I understand.
Absolutely. I mean the corners, I mean, if you look at the area, you know, you'll say, what can they do in that area? But you'd be amazed, man, by they're putting a lot of obstacle courses, hills and different things in there. But if you ever go to a monster truck jam and you sit out there and you see, how do they get all these trucks out here? And how do they do all that stuff in this little confined area? Now, they are professionals.
Right.
Me, Craig, and Carla are not. So let's try to stay a little ways back from the barriers, because somebody might go over the barrier.
And see, luckily, I get to announce with you on Sunday, and you're going to be in the truck, so you're not going to hear what I've got to say.
I know, but you'll be at a safe distance.
Luckily. And I also know better, though, because if I talk smack about Gilbert, he'll cut my food line off in Champions.
Oh, I would.
I might get out the truck and chase you, yes.
Gilbert has seen my eating capabilities of a Champions more than once.
And, Gilbert,
absolutely.
Talk about the classes that are going to be competing at this off-road challenge of yours.
Yeah, it'll be different forms of trucks. You know what I'm saying? I, of course, I told them I'm driving a Mopar. I don't care what it is. I don't care how it is. I'm driving a Mopar. You can't put me in a Ford or a Chevy. I'm sorry. I'm just sorry. I can't do it. Oh. You know, but it's going to be a whole lot of different classes and tough truck. And also a big shout out to Morris for help sponsoring this thing. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be awesome, man, to be able to put something up, but it's family friendly though. You know what I'm saying? Be doing the family-friendly stuff, man. So it's pretty family-friendly. You're going to have stuff for the kids to do. You know, plus on the campground, you got all the bouncies and different things like that. So it's going to be an awesome event, man. That's why we just want everybody to come out and enjoy it.
And I would expect a lot of people in the three class. You got stock class, modified class, and an open class this weekend.
And a hell of a payout.
And you got a hell of a purse here, over $2,000 to pay a purse. You're going to be bringing out some top dogs here.
I'm just trying to get in that purse. I wonder if I can get some of that.
You know, all you got to do is get me on the mic on Sunday, and I'm sure once it's you and Craig and Carla out there, I'm sure we can get the we can pass a hat and you know,
Hey, I got kids, man. I need to get some of that. Shoot.
That's what I'm talking about. And of course, the biggest thing beyond the Tough Truck Association, the off-road challenge, the food, mm-hmm. the fun, the VIP, and all that good stuff, the Gilbert Brown Foundation is playing an instrumental part of this entire challenge.
Oh, absolutely, man. I see when you're doing stuff like that, man, you know, some of the things I do, it be so fun that you forget why we're doing it.
Right.
And that's the whole purpose of when I be doing these things, is I want you to enjoy what we're doing, but also you're helping a great cause. Over 156 different charities that I do.
Racing starts 3:00 this afternoon. Now, tomorrow, if you're going to be heading out, I'll be out there. Pits open at 8, registration at noon. Racing starts at 3. There's going to be a lot of autograph opportunities going on. Merchandise is going to be on sale, 50-50 raffles, food, beverages, a lot of things for the kids to do. Gilbert and Craig are going to be there, and a whole lot of trucks coming from the North Central Tough Truck Association.
Is there any room in the campground this weekend?
I would hope there is, but I hope it fills up to capacity. Standing room only, babe. Even why, you know, when you go to bed, you know how they say you can tip over them cows in the middle of the night. I'm hoping we'd be tipping over people.
People tipping.
So that means standing room only.
Nice.
Gilbert Brown's off-road challenge coming up today and tomorrow at Champions Riverside Resort at Galesville, just right off the highway, right there on your right-hand side. You can't miss it. If you want some information, call Damien if you want to get a truck in, 608-487-1819. Otherwise, just Google search Champions Riverside Resort up in Galesville. Get your camping reservations in for today and tomorrow and get ready for a blast, rain or shine. Gilbert, as always, it's great to have you back, my friend, and I can't wait to hang out with you a little bit tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, man. I like I said, I can't wait. I really applaud the people that's going to come out. And also, I just want to say thank you guys for helping me get the word out.
Anytime. You know, if it comes to you or that Gilbert Brown Gravedigger Foundation, I'm all about that, and I'm always on top of it, my friend.
Thanks, brother.
All righty, that's coming up today and tomorrow. Again, check out Champions Riverside Bar and Grill. That is Gilbert Brown, the Gravedigger. When we come back, going to wrap up the program with the Burning Rubber Race Report here on 1460 WBOG.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
4 years in a row and counting. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Once again, La Crosse County has voted us the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Making great ribs and great barbecue has always been my passion, and it means a great deal to me that you love what we do. If you haven't tried our ribs, pulled pork, brisket, or smoked chicken, try it and you'll agree. Big Boar Barbecue, a delicious mouthful.
Yeah!
Hello, I'd like to switch to DirecTV. I want over 150 channels with HD DVR service and equipment fee included for one receiver.
Yeah! DirecTV. Package offers start at incredibly low monthly prices. Call now.
Give the local team at Dean Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Dean's today.
3118, 24-month agreement required. $35 activation, early termination fee of $20 per month for each month remaining on agreement, equipment non-return, and additional fees apply. New proof customers only, equipment lease required. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's a new year for the Toma Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, Sportsmen, Hobby Stocks, Hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup Cars, and many more. Friday night racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock at the Toma Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Toma.
My name's Nathan Carter, Service Tech at Lediger Roofing.
My name's Alex.
Lediger Roofing is looking for more employees like Nathan and Alex.
You know, usually I'm working to get 10-hour days in.
We do 10-hour days. You work a four-day week, Monday to Thursday.
I get Friday, Saturday, Sunday off.
Yeah, on a regular week, you get a three-day weekend, which is awesome.
I do have a family. Really helps people out that way.
Find your Lediger Roofing career at ledigerroofing.com.
Hi, I'm Andy Monday, driver of the number 10 Siddons Martin Emergency Group Colossal Toyota Camry. You're listening to the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with Radio Man Dan, Doc, and DeStatman. Call on AM 1460 WBOG.
Welcome back. I'm Radio Man Dan Dyker, the voice. Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report. We're here in 1460 WBOG with Billy Doc Niles. And, man, a lot of activity last weekend. A
lot of racing all over the country, and our man Paul Reichert has the scoop. What's the Burning Rubber Race Report got this week, Paul?
Well, let's start off with Friday Night Boys. Golden Sands got their season started. You'll remember Colin Slife, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Won his first ever Super Late Model feature at Golden Sands.
He had him on the show last year.
Yes.
CBRE Late Model is also on hand with their first Stars to Legends race twin features won by Mark Mackesy and Derek Gress. Golden Sands, I'm sorry,
Mark
Grundy.
Mark Mackesy, the king.
Yes. At Grundy, Eddie Hoffman won the Super Late Model feature. Hawkeye Downs opened their season. Brody Willett won the Late Model feature. Red Cedar, they unfortunately ran up against curfew. Wasilla Late Models didn't get theirs in, but the Wasilla Modifieds did. Kevin Buzzy Adams won the race. At Toma Sparta, Paul Brown won a second straight Modified feature. Midwest Dash Series is also on hand, and George Seeliger sold the win in the late going there. Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series, in your neck of the woods, Dan, 141 Speedway Friday night. Eddie Earl Pearson Jr. scored the win, and he took a dip in the infield pond after the race.
Saw that. Nicely done.
Would you do that?
He pulled a Devin Schmidt out of La Crosse Speedway. He did the same thing up there.
Yeah, but did he take his phone out of his pocket?
Volante Modified Racing Series at Stafford Springs, Connecticut. Ron Panic won a second in a row. The second annual Short Track U.S. Nationals taking place at Bristol last weekend. Pro Late Model is the headliner on Friday. Josh Reeves the winner. Saturday at Cedar Lake, Dan Gullickson won the USRA Late Model feature. At Deer Creek, the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series moved on to there. Jonathan Davenport the winner. Dustin Sorensen won the USRA Modified feature. Dells got their season started. Nick Nolden won the Late Model feature. 602 late miles debuted, Rick Cuppernall won. Elko started their season. NASCAR late mile double features won by Brian Wolstad and Jacob Gaidy. Jael Nazdad won the late mile feature at Jefferson. Brian Brown won his third straight 410 sprint feature at Knoxville. Lacrosse, we had double features, of course, for the NASCAR late miles. And he lived up to his name, the king of the short track. Steve Carlson won them both. David Kane won the Wasilla modified feature at Rice Lake. Alex Papini won his third NASCAR late mile feature at Rockford. Dirt King's late mile tour at Shawano. A.J. Diemel scored the victory. Wyatt Block won the IMCA modified feature. ARCA Midwest Tour at State Park Speedway in Wausau. Caution-free race won by Andrew Morsey, who held off the ultra-fast Casey Johnson.
Oh!
By about a half car length.
Yes. Late model feature won by Mitch Stankowski. AMA Pro Motocross opened their season at Sacramento, California. Eli Tomac swept the motos. The main event racing series, the main event outlaw tour, actually, under a new name, new sanctioning body, kicked off their season at Berlin Raceway over in Michigan. Terry Seneca, the winner. NASCAR K&N Pro West Series at Orange Show Speedway in San Bernardino, California. Ryan Partridge, the winner. Cole Moore won the Pacific Challenge Series race at Ukiah, California. Southern All-Stars in Sonoya, Georgia. Michael Page won. Bubba did race there. Since it's his home track, he finished 14th. Day two of the Short Track U.S. Nationals at Bristol taking place. Late mile stock car race won by veteran NASCAR Whelen All-American Series national champion Lee Pulliam. Sam Mayer finished in 9th. And Kyle Purvis, I believe that's Jeff's kid, won the modified feature.
Wait a minute. Bubba has a home track?
Yeah, a dirt track. Sunday at Slinger, the Alan Kulke Memorial taking place. Dennis didn't make it 3 in a row. Alex Prunty won the race, dedicated the win to his mom, who suffered a brain aneurysm about 2 weeks ago. Ooh. First night out at the races on Sunday night. Jack Stern won his first ever late mile feature. The American Canadian Tours at Oxford Plains Speedway in Oxford, Maine. Veteran Eddie McDonald, the winner. Pass North Tour also at Oxford. Curtis Geary won his third of the season. ARCA run at Toledo Sunday. Zane Smith wins again. Natalie Decker came home in 7th. The NASCAR Pinty Series up in Canada opened their season. Some people still call it Mosport Park. Others call it Canadian Tire Motorsports Park. LP Dumoulin, the winner. Day 3 of the Short Track U.S. Nationals at Bristol, headlined by the Super Late Miles, bringing the Cars Tour, the Southern Super Series, and the ARCA CRA Super Series together. Rafael Lassard, the Canadian driving for Kyle Busch, won that race. And we do have a Monday result. NHRA was at Heartland Park in Topeka. Long rain delay pushed back the elimination rounds till Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. But then the weather's affected that again, and they had to come back Monday and get things done. Clay Milliken won in Top Fuel. Courtney Force won again in Funny Car. And Derek Kramer scored his first ever Pro Stock victory. And that'll do for this edition of the Burning Rubber Race Report.
A lot of familiar names in there, Dan.
A lot of racing going on. Everyone pretty much has their series going. They have their local tracks open. And they are just raring to go. Matter of fact, that ARCA race, the Venturini Motorsports team with Natalie Decker, they have four drivers. All four drivers have now, in their first year, have set the pole for four different races.
That's
a team to watch.
We got more to talk about. This is the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just a dollar. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursdays, burgers, just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon.
With the best Bloody Marys in town.
Happy hour prices all day Friday and Sunday. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime. In the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test, 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
4 years in a row and counting. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Once again, La Crosse County has voted us the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Making great ribs and great barbecue has always been my passion, and it means a great deal to me that you love what we do. If you haven't tried our ribs, pulled pork, brisket, or smoked chicken, try it and you'll agree. Big Boar Barbecue, a delicious mouthful.
Yeah!
the white flag. One more lap on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back one more time. Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here on 1460 WPOG, 1460WPOG.com, the TuneIn app.
Love that.
Look at that.
TuneIn app.
Kind of caught him sleeping there.
Yes, you
see
did.
How unenthusiastic he was like he normally is?
Wow, you did. You caught me off guard.
Yeah, well, that's my job. Gilbert Brown's Off-Road Challenge again coming up later today and Sunday. Former Packer Craig Newsom will be there as well. That's going to be something else. Dirt track truck racing.
That's going to be incredible. I wish I could be there, but I'll be out of town tomorrow. But wow, that's an incredible thing. I hope they do. I mean, the purse is awesome. That
three sounds, classes, stock, three classes. Modified, and open.
Yep, it sounds like they're going to have a really good field. It's going to be rain or shine. Hopefully, it's all shine.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is incredible. It's going to be an incredible weekend.
First time I've had anything like this up at Champions Riverside Resort or the Bar and Grill. And normally, you only see things like that in the Lacrosse Center when they've got the monster trucks here. This is going to be a huge deal outdoors within driving distance of Lacrosse.
Yeah, it's only what, a half hour from Lacrosse, if that. Yeah. You know, just, you know, get on Highway 53 and drive up to Champions, right across the bridge at Trumbull County. Just take that first right and boom, you're there.
I won't be there today because I have to announce Lacrosse Speedway tonight if we do get it in because of rain, but I'll be announcing with Gilbert Brown. Shucks. Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, your life sucks.
I know, it's going to be bad. Free food, free cocktails, yeah. Free truck racing and announcing.
All Gilbert had to say was free food and you were in.
Boom, he knows better. He's seen me polish everything off there at Champions.
Nope. Hey, by the way, pits are already open if you're planning on going out there today or tomorrow. Pits open at 8 a.m. both days. Registration started just a little while ago at noon. The racing starts at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Only $10 for adults. Children 5 and under are free. And there's $2 off admission for any of veterans or retired military or active duty. And by the way, thank you all for your service. We did salute the veterans last Saturday, by the way.
Cool beans.
Monster truck rides started just a little while ago. They go till 9 o'clock tonight. They got food and beverages available on the grounds. Please, no carry-ins are allowed. They got 50-50 raffles. Autographs and merchandise will be available for purchase. For more information on safety and stuff, you can contact Damian Dinger at his cell phone, 608-487-1819.
Buck night.
Buck
at the Lacrosse Speedway tonight.
Yeah, Buck night. All your food items, all your soda items, $1. Just $2 for that icy cold adult beverage.
Late model sportsman, Thunderstocks, Hornets, Queen Bees are going to be back in action tonight for Buck night. And the weather holds off. And here's the thing. Unlike last weekend, the rain held off for you guys, but it was cold.
Yep.
I stood outside up in Arcadia DJing a wedding, freezing my knickers off. Tonight, it's supposed to be 89 today, and if it doesn't rain, the grandstand's going to be loaded.
I got home Saturday night after the races, and my wife said, "How did it go?" And I went, "There's something inherently wrong when you have the air conditioner on the way to the track and the heat on the way home."
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I saw watching the Knights of Thunder on KQED-TV replay. And I saw a lot of hoodies coming out there. And hopefully their apparel trailer was going crazy selling hoodies.
Then you saw the orange blimp wearing shorts and a short shirt. And, like, you know, I walked out of the tower for that first interview. And like, whoa, what happened here?
I kind of wondered. Because I know I heard one of our cameramen with KQEG-TV did the same thing. Showed up in shorts and a T-shirt. And by 9 o'clock was doing the shivering dance up there.
It was. I spent a lot of time in the tower. I didn't get out much, but that first blast of cold air just kind of woke me up right there.
Well, again, tonight, Buck night. Across Speedway, late model sportsman, Thunderstocks, Hornets, Queen Bees. All concessions items are $1. All beer is $2. Check out lacrossespeedway.com for more information about the races. Also, go to Toma Sparta Speedway if you want more information on what's going on in Toma. A matter of fact, the Great Northern Sportsman Series are going to be up there in about 3 weeks. And if that Midwest Dash Series race is indication what a traveling series is going to have, expect that to be close as well.
I was there 2 years ago for the Great Northern Sportsman race, and that was a fun race to watch. They had a really good car count. I expect the same thing when they show up here in a couple of weeks.
It's one track that Dave Troot cannot walk into and defeat people on.
He won that time, but it wasn't a cakewalk.
It wasn't like Dell's where he's smoking everybody. All right, I want to thank Gilbert Brown, former Green Bay Packer, part of the Gilbert Brown Off-Road Challenge happening today and tomorrow. I also want to thank, like Mitch Fell, the Quattro Quattro, talking to us with the Dean Satellite Program. Jess Green, Jacinda Papp, thanks for joining us as well, along with Paul Riker, Bill Doc Niles. I'm Dan Diker. Hopefully we see you at the racetrack tonight for Buck Night. Till then, this is the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
There's the checkered flag. Join us again next week on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460, brought to you by Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family. Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse, voted the best in the county. Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights, Highway 21, Toma. FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier of the radio and TV shows. Dean Satellite and Security, and the Team Dean segment. The Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor. The game never ends at overtime. Join us again next week on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.